Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. Hey, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Amazing with Grace podcast. Today we will be talking about dating a busy partner. If you've listened to my previous episode on the pros and cons of dating a VIP, this episode might seem a little bit familiar, but I'm going to take a different twist on it. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to that episode, I'll be sure to put it in the show notes. But one of the things that I talked about in that episode is about how dating a busy partner can be exciting, it can be fun, it can be rewarding, it can be inspiring, but it can also be lonely and disappointing and frustrating. And in my work as a couple and family psychology specialist, I talk to couples and individuals who are faced with this dilemma. Eventually, the question becomes, should I stay in this relationship? Should we stay together? And so in order to help you answer this question, if you are dating a busy partner, I'm going to give you 6 questions that you can ask yourself to help you make that decision. So go ahead and grab a drink, grab your journal and a pen, or open your notes app, and we will jump right in. If you are dating a busy partner, one question that I want you to ask yourself is, what are my relational needs? This is where knowing your love language is really important, because if quality time, for example, is your love language, then can you realistically be with someone who is busy? Maybe you can, maybe you can't, because our love languages are manifested and can be tapped into in different ways. Let me give you an example. For someone whose love language is quality time, they may be okay with dating someone who's busy if in the little time that they do have, they're able to connect emotionally and physically and spiritually. But for somebody else whose love language is quality time, that also includes quantity of time. So they may not be okay with seeing one another once a week. Even if it is a good time, once a week may not be enough for them. So you have to ask yourself, what are my relational needs? If your relational need, for example, is support, what does that look like? Does support for you include the validation piece? So just having someone to cheer you on and whatever you have going on in your life? Or does support also include being physically present? Let's say, for example, if you have a death in your family, or you have a work event, or your best friend's birthday party, do you have to have that physical support? Is that one of your relational needs? If one of your relational needs is an added sense of trust because of your personal history, then you have to be real with yourself and say, can I truly be in a relationship with someone who's busy? Because that will likely heighten your insecurities. So that's the first question I'd like you to answer. What are my relational needs? Another question is, what is the nature of their job and overall lifestyle? The reason why it's important to know about your partner's industry and their specific role is because it'll help you to better understand more about their business, right? If a person, let's say, is a project manager, then what are their specific roles in working on this project? For some people, they're really, really busy at the beginning of the project. For some people, they have to oversee the entire project. Maybe the person you're dating is an entrepreneur and it's just them, so they have to fill all the roles. Maybe the person you're dating is working a lot because they are trying to save a certain amount of money, or they're working towards retirement, or they're working towards a promotion. Getting more information about your partner's role in their industry can help you to know what you can expect and when. For some people, their job or their industry is busier in certain seasons. And so then if you decide to stay with this person, then you'll know in certain seasons, this is going to be really, really crazy and you'll have some adjustments to make. So for example, if I am seeing someone who is a professional athlete, then I know there are certain times of the year where my life is going to look a lot different. If I am dating a CEO, then it's probably going to be busier all throughout the year. Once you know more about the nature of their job, then you can decide what is realistic for you to expect. And also, is it really worth the wait? So let's say maybe you are dating someone who is a film producer, or they are an actor or an actress. For you, it might be a little frustrating and lonely for, let's say, maybe 4 to 6 months while they're shooting a show or a movie. But then for you, it's all worth the wait when you go to the movie premiere or when you start seeing the ratings and reviews come in, and then you're proud of your partner or you are proud to help them to promote whatever it is that they're working on. So you'll have to decide for yourself how and whether it's worth the wait for you. And the second part of that question was their overall lifestyle. Some people define their whole identity by their work. And so that may be something that they value more than being in a relationship. And so if that's not something that you know about your partner, it's really important for you to find that out. The third question is, where is this relationship now and where is it going? This simply means that both of you have to be on the same page with the status and direction of this relationship. If you are in a relationship and you think that this relationship is exclusive and it's headed towards marriage, let's say within the next year, and the other person is not on that page, then it would make sense that you're frustrated because they don't prioritize the relationship or they don't see the relationship the same way. Let's say maybe you are in a place where you are ready to settle down, but this other person also says that they're ready to settle down, but realistically, based on their lifestyle and their job, can they offer you what you truly need in a relationship? Not potential, but in reality. And in all of my experience, I think one of the things that gets us tripped up is we hear what we want to hear and we see what we want to see. And so you have to decide, where is this relationship and where is it going? Another question is, what else do I notice about this relationship? So clearly, if you're listening to this episode, you have noticed that your partner is really busy. They're probably not available as much as you'd like them to. But what else do you notice about this person or this relationship? Do you have to do all the planning? Do you have to do all the calling? Are you initiating and taking more responsibility for the relationship? I want you to really sit and think and answer this question, because busy does not mean that the person isn't invested in the relationship. Because if you think about relationships that maybe you've been in the past or ones that we see in social media or on TV, you think about those relationships where one or both partners is extremely busy, but they've been together for years. Somehow it works. Because there are other qualities about this partner or other qualities of the relationship that makes it worthwhile. But if you are having to do all the waiting, all the planning, all the calling, then how much of a relationship do you really have anyway? One thing I find is that when people are dating someone who is very busy, they start out with good intentions to be understanding and patient and supportive, but what eventually happens is they compromise throughout the entire relationship. So it's one thing to be understanding if plans have to get canceled or during a certain season, this person may not be as available, but then you find yourself compromising across the board with something as simple as where we go for dinner, to big decisions such as the amount of money we invest or where we go for vacations or how and where we spend holidays or how we raise the kids. The entire relationship can unintentionally become all about them. It's all about making them happy. And so I'm encouraging you to answer this question because I want you to be understanding, but I don't want you to be a pushover. Because again, that goes back to what are your relational needs? Yes, you're showing up and supporting this other person, but what else do you notice about their relationship and what you're getting in return? A fifth question is, am I walking in my purpose? Do you spend time on your own work? Do you spend time engaged in your own hobbies and other relationships and in self-development? I'm not suggesting that these things replace the need for you to connect with a romantic partner, but what I am saying is that it makes sure that you have a healthy sense of independence, that your happiness and your productivity isn't based on this other person's availability. See, it's one thing to want a partner to connect with, but it's another to be with somebody who makes you feel like you're their whole world and who makes you responsible for their happiness. And not only is that mindset unhealthy, but it's impossible. Nobody else can make you happy. Nobody else can fulfill you. And so if you are not walking in your purpose and your mind is so focused on this other person and being with them and having them to make time to be with you, I imagine you might come across as pretty needy. And though they may legitimately be busy, you might also be pushing them away emotionally because that's unattractive. And this last question, if you've listened to any of my episodes, you'll know that it has to do with prayer. And this question is, what does God think about my relationship with this person? All the other questions that I have given you can really be put into perspective by answering this question. What does God think about my relationship with this person? If you are in a relationship that you believe God wants you to be in, then He will give you the grace to handle their lifestyle or their profession, those busy seasons of their lives. And when I say grace, I don't necessarily mean that God will magically take away any of the unpleasant emotions that come along with having a busy partner. But your heart posture will be different because you'll have a different level of understanding and you will have what they call a divine enablement to be able to support this person, and they'll be able to fulfill you in other areas and in other ways when they are not able to physically be with you as much as they like. When you stop and pray and ask God what He thinks about your relationship with this person, He will reveal to you and give you discernment about this person. He'll help you discern whether this person is busy or they're disinterested. Because the reality is, people make time for what they want to make time for. And so even a busy person will show you that they are interested. They'll show you that they still want to be with you. You'll see some definite signs of mutual interest, but through prayer, be ready for the true answer. Do you see that they're mutually interested? Now, it may look different depending on what they have going on or the stage of the relationship. Or do you notice that this person is conveniently busy around anniversaries and holidays? Or this person is conveniently busy after you've had a fight so they don't have to deal with it? And so asking God about this relationship will help you discern between busy and disinterested. And it'll help you to avoid getting caught up in pointless pursuits, because the reality is, if this person is not for you, then you need to know that. So these six questions, again, are, what are my relational needs? What is the nature of their job and overall lifestyle? Where is this relationship now and where is it going? What else do I notice about this relationship? Am I walking in my purpose? And what does God think about my relationship with this person? I know those are some simple questions, but the answers to them will be enlightening for you and meaningful for you. If this episode has been helpful to you, please leave me a rating and review by going to Apple Podcasts. I will put the link into the show notes. If you have already left me a rating or review, send me a DM on IG at Dr. Q Perry and let me know which of these questions was most helpful to you. That is all that I have for today. Until next time, take care.